Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you all are well and that you missed me last week. I missed you guys. So we are back with our Hills and Valleys series. So we'll do a quick recap before we jump into today's time of devotion. So for the previous weeks, we have been talking about seasons of hills and valleys and knowing that God is both in our seasons of hills and our seasons of valleys. God is both the God of hills and the God of valleys, knowing that God speaks in our valley season, whether that be a dry season, a low season, a season of grief, of sorrow, of even uncertainty, and even sometimes seasons of warfare, but also knowing that all valley seasons are not just warfare seasons. Sometimes God calls us into the valley for rest and for a specific reason and a specific purpose. Knowing that God speaks not just when he wants to lead us to higher heights, or not just when he wants to lead us to new levels or to elevate us or even to speak to us in that season. He wants to speak to us in that season, but it's not just always in the mountains or on the hills, but also in the valleys as well. So honestly, God is always speaking. The question is whether we're listening or not, whether we are receiving what it is that he wants us to know, to learn, and understand in those specific seasons that we are in. So no matter what season you're in, God is speaking. No matter what season you are in, God wants your attention. He always wants your attention. And depending on what you've been giving your attention to, or the idols that you created in your life, whether that be TV or social media, sports, even religion. We know that God has not called us to be religious people. We are to be in relationship with God, but sometimes we can be so focused on religion that we miss the aspect of relationship. Anything that you've put before God, anything that you've prioritized that is higher than God, anything that you seek for more than you seek after God, anything that you spend time doing or even going after when you should be spending time with God. So know all those things are examples and even forms of idolatry as well. So God will even use those things though to get your attention. And we'll talk a little bit about that on today. We've also talked about not just identifying what season you're in, but identifying the mountains that are even standing before you that are preventing you from being your best, from preventing you from who God has truly called you to be and the path that he's even destined for you to even be on. So being able to recognize what mountains are standing as a blockade to your destiny and what mountains are standing in the way of you prospering or even you experiencing God's best for you. So that can be anything from fear to procrastination, a mountain of laziness, any ungodly influences that are standing before you, any addictions that you may have, pride, greed, even any sicknesses or illnesses that may even be standing before you, doubt, worry, mountains of finances. So being able to identify those things, asking the Holy Spirit to lead you and what mountains are standing before you, because the Bible tells us that we can speak to our mountains and they shall be removed. So take some time to identify what obstacles you're experiencing and remember that you have God to help you to even overcome those mountains and to break those mountains down. And going back to valleys, as I mentioned, valleys can be a place of rest, and it can also be a place and a time of joy as well. After you've been climbing a mountain and experiencing obstacles, it may be finally a relief to see a valley, to see a low playing field, to see some even ground where you're not just, you know, continuously climbing up something, trying to get over it or trying to overcome something or even trying to achieve anything. So even knowing that there's rest that comes even after an uphill battle. And we've talked about some biblical examples and significance of hills and valleys and mountains, as mountains and hills are sometimes used interchangeably. And I've mentioned that God wants us to be able to dig deeper into those things. So there are 8 mountains and 7 valleys specifically that God wants me to share with you all. And obviously we're not getting through 8 mountains and 7 valleys today, but some of them we actually have covered already. And we'll continue to even discuss people in the Bible who were in seasons of hills and valleys and how they responded and what their experience was. So that can be obviously a Bible-based tool that we have as far as knowing that what we're experiencing, other people in the Bible have experienced. It can give us courage. It can motivate us. It can help us to be resilient and to persevere. So remember that seasons change. I'm here in Atlanta and technically it's winter, but it was 80 degrees this weekend. So we know that seasons don't just last for months at a time, but it can even go from day to day, from week to week, or what have you. So our last devotion, as I mentioned, we speak about mountains. So today I want to talk about a valley. And specifically, we're going to talk about the Valley of Trouble. So if you have your Bibles, please open them and turn to Hosea. And I am going to read Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. So, but then I will win her back once again. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her there. Verse 15, I will return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. She will give herself to me there as she did long ago, when she was young, when I freed her from captivity in Egypt. So the Valley of Trouble, and God speaking that he's going to transform it into a gate of hope. So let's kind of dig into some context here. So Hosea, we know, was a minor prophet, and God told Hosea to go and marry a prostitute and that she was going to be unfaithful to him, but that she will also bear him many children. And Hosea was obedient and he went ahead and he married Gomer. So one that is an example of an act of obedience for God telling him to go marry someone who was an adulteress, who was unfaithful. Yes, she would bear him many children, but I don't know if, well, I guess if the Lord tell me I got to marry somebody that's an adulteress, you got to do it. But clearly Hosea did, and obviously was for a reason and a purpose. But one, just showing his obedience. So also knowing that Gomer was an adulteress, she did bear children, and the children that she did bear for Hosea were prophetic examples of Israel. So a covenant had been made with Israel and God remained faithful, but we know Israel, if you read the Old Testament, Israel was not faithful. And just like we have a covenant with God as a people, we are not always faithful. But we thank the Lord that he is always faithful. So Israel, just like Gomer, was an adulteress and was unfaithful. And Israel, as well as Gomer, turned away from God and they turned to false gods, which is an example of idolatry. And I think that we all can agree that we are seeing that in the world today. And at some point of our lives, I'm sure we all have made something an idol as well. So God warned of judgment, but he also reaffirmed his love for Israel and he showed them mercy, but he did promise judgment as well. So there are consequences of wickedness, and God is still just and he is righteous, and he is just even in punishing the wicked because of their disobedience. So in short, God is using Gomer as a depiction of Israel and judging Israel for rebelling against God. But God is faithful, God is unchanging, and he promises restoration. So they will be restored. We will experience restoration in our lives as well. So chapter 1 starts off with them getting married and having children. Their first son was named Jezreel, which means God scatters, and also referencing Jezreel Valley, which is significant of judgment. So all of the children had a special meaning for their names. It was a divine message behind them being born. Gomer bare a daughter. She had a daughter, and her name meant not loved or no mercy. And then they had a son, which meant not my people. You can read verses 4-9 to learn more about the children and the meaning of their names. And then God says, a time will come when Israel will be his children and Judah and Israel will unite together. So again, that shows God's faithful and unchanging hand and him promising restoration. And there's going to be a new day. And just as God has scattered, God will also come and he will plant his people again in the land. So moving on to chapter 2, which is what our focus verse was from, verses 14 and 15. So it speaks on charges, the second half speaks on charges against an unfaithful wife. So that is Gomer, and that is also Israel. And the charges against them were for adultery and prostitution. And that's the first half, I'm sorry. The second half is about restoration, which is the two verses that I read. So you can read more about the Valley of Trouble in Joshua chapter 7. So just going back to our two verses today from Hosea, knowing that God can bring us to a desert, God can bring us to a valley when we are disobedient, when we've put things before God, when we've made idols out of things and even turned to false gods as well. So God brings us to a desert to free us of distractions. He can bring us to a desert to free us of distractions so that he is able to communicate to us clearly and so that we are even able to hear from him clearly. So when too much is going on around you, it may be hard for you to hear God, and it's easy for you to get off track and to be led down a different path than what God has truly destined for you to be on. But also knowing that God can use even negative experiences to create opportunities that will lead us back to God. So even this pandemic, it can be seen as a negative experience. Obviously, it's some positive things that can and have come out of it, but all in all, it's a negative experience, right? But it's being used as a form for us to be drawn closer to God during this time. God is trying to get our attention. Obviously, this pandemic is happening for a reason. It's seen as a sign of judgment, as seen as things that we've put before God that are idol sins that we are living in, that we need to turn and repent from and to turn back to God. So even in the midst of all that's going on around us, many people are being drawn closer to God. I pray that you all are even being drawn closer to God during this time. A revival, a spiritual revival has been taking place, not just here in America, but even in other countries and nations of people who are calling on God who may not have ever done that before. So even the instance of the weather, I talked about seasons and changes. We've seen everything that's happening even in Texas right now. So yes, it's a negative experience, but God has a purpose even in it. And I do believe that even with this virus, God is sending a message and trying to get us to turn back to him. And just like he's completely shut things down and some people still haven't abided to all the instructions or rules or what have you in regards to lockdowns and specific times or seasons, even during this pandemic, God can use some things to make you uncomfortable. And when you are uncomfortable, who are you going to call on? You can continue to try to keep doing things in your own strength, your own might, but God really and truly wants us to call for him for help. He is our true help. So remember that God doesn't just speak when we're prospering at the top of the hill or the mountain. He also speaks in the valley and to provide blessings in the valley as well. So God also promises that our times of trouble, we will experience them one day, but we can also look forward to a day of those times of trouble turning into days of hope. So no matter, even if you are in a valley right now, even if you are in a valley of trouble, one, I pray that you are turning to God and seeking him for help and even asking him to search your heart and reveal anything that may be a hindrance to your life right now, any sins that you may need to confess, anything that you may even need to even repent of. And maybe you're in a valley, and not to say that you're perfect, but maybe you are living in right standing with God, even asking him, what is it that you are trying to show me and teach me in this season? What is it, or what area are you trying to build me up in? And even after going through that, resting on the fact that you have something to look forward to. This valley season is not going to last forever. You can rest on the fact that hope is in your future. You can rest on the fact that healing is in your future. You can rest on the fact that restoration is in your future, that you have a fresh start and a new day that is before you. So even though times may be difficult right now, you may be in a valley season right now, God promises hope and he promises restoration. So even in trials and different circumstances and experiences, it's an opportunity for you to turn to God. It's an opportunity for you to get closer to God. It's an opportunity for you to experience God at a new level, for you to experience God in a new way. We know names of God, that God is a healer, that God is a provider, but it has greater meaning when you actually experience God as your provider, when you actually experience him as your healer, as you are able to experience him as your sustainer. So sometimes we have to go through things so that we can truly experience God for who he is and all that he is as well. And when we go through the next season, that we're able to stand on the fact that God is a promise keeper. God took me through this. He brought me through this before, and I know that he's going to be able to do it again. It's also an opportunity for you to have a testimony, for you to be able to share it and to even encourage other people who will experience similar things that you have already gone through. So knowing that even in trouble, hope is in the future, restoration is in the future, but there is also something for you to learn in these seasons of being in the valley. So know that God is with you. Know that you can turn to him for help. You can turn to him for help, that he's walking with you and beside you. He's already even gone before you to pave the way for you to even move from a valley season to a season of hills and mountains and prosperity and hope and change and restoration as well. But you have to trust in who God is, that he is faithful, that he is unchanging, and that he is a promise keeper, and he is the one who promises a better future of hope and restoration. So where you're going is not gonna be like where you are right now. You can even praise God for that. We aren't just praising God when he brings us to the mountain. We aren't just praising God when he puts us on top. We're praising God even while we are in the valley. And even knowing and remembering, we've spoken, and I've discussed this before on previous devotions, that praise is a form, obviously, of worship, but also a warfare tactic as well. So even if you are in the valley because of attacks of the enemy or a warfare season, I'm praising God because God's still keeping me in the valley. The enemy can only do so much. He does not have more power than God has. So you have so much to be thankful for. You have so much to even be grateful for, even when you are in low seasons. So I pray that this devotion has blessed you all. I pray that even during this season that you are in, that you gain a closer relationship with the Father, with God. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer, just asking as always that you all will pray with me. Anything that God even places on your heart to cover in prayer during this time, please feel free to pray aloud. We're thankful that we're two or more are gathered, that God is here. So as I am praying, encouraging you all to pray as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us all to be able to join and gather here on this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you even saw fit to wake us up this morning, oh God. And we're going to continue to thank you for that each and every day that you allow us to be able to experience life, oh God. Thanking you, Father, for breathing breath into our bodies, oh God, because that is not everybody's testimony on today, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you still have a purpose and a plan for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you still have assignments that you want us to fulfill here on this earth, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you still want to use us in mighty and miraculous ways, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you still want us to be able to even experience you in new ways. We thank you, Lord, for the purpose that you have over our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, even for how you have been keeping us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to call you Jehovah Jireh, oh God. We're thankful, Father, that we're able to see you as our provider, oh God, that even in the midst of all that's going on around us, oh God, that you're still providing for us, oh God, that you're still in our presence, oh God, that you have promised, oh God, to never leave us or forsake us, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for sustaining us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for protecting us, God. We thank you, Father, for giving us even sweet rest on last night, oh God. We thank you, Father, for keeping a hedge of protection around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our defender, oh God, that you are Jehovah Gabor, oh God, that you are the God who wars for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are, oh God. We thank you that you are unchanging, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the same today, yesterday, and even forevermore, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are eternal, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are omnipresent, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are omnipotent, Lord. We thank you that you're faithful, oh God. Even when we're faithless, you're still true to who you are, oh God. So we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for the love that you continue to show us each and every day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your mercies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that they are new each and every morning, oh God. Father, you know and we know, oh God, that we fall short daily, Lord, that we aren't perfect. And you know and we know that we are never going to be perfect on this side of heaven, oh God. But we thank you, Lord, that you continue to keep showering and pouring out your mercies for us, oh God, giving us not just second chances, but third and fourth and fifth and just many, many chances, oh God. So help us not to miss those chances, Lord. Help us to get in right standing with you, oh God. Help us to live a godly life, Father, a life that's pleasing to you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, as an example, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be imitators of Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us minds of Christ, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will even guard our minds and our thoughts and even our hearts, Lord. Guard and guide us, Lord. Guard us from all things that are not like you, oh God. We're asking, Father, for you to keep us from all things that are evil, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will allow your Holy Spirit, oh God, to convict us, Lord, to lead us back on the path that you have destined for us to be on, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are forgiven, Lord. We even ask right now, Lord, that you will forgive us of our sins, oh God. Sins that we've committed both knowingly and unknowingly and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even search our hearts right now, Lord. Reveal to us any sins that we've committed, any things that we've said, anything that we've done, oh God, that have not been pleasing to you, Father. And we come before you right now, oh God, asking for forgiveness, oh God. Thanking you, Father, that your word says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, oh God, and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. So we ask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will do just that, oh God. That you will cleanse us from everything that is not like you, oh God. That you will cleanse us from pride. That you will cleanse us, Father, from fear, oh God, from doubt, from worry, from shame, from condemnation, oh God. That you will give us rest, oh God. That you will allow us to be humble, oh God. Give us the spirit of humility, Father. Allow peace to reign and rule in our lives, oh God. Allow us to experience you, Father, for who you have created us to be, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are heirs of Christ, oh God. Remind us of who we are. Remind us of our identity in Christ, oh God. Remind us of the power and the authority that we have through you, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for the power of your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that there's power in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, that as many are in the valley right now, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will help us, Father, to call on your name, oh God. We thank you, Father, that at the name of Jesus, that demons have to flee, oh God, that they have to bow at the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there's power in your name, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blood that was shed, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there is redemption because of you, oh God, that there's restoration because of you, oh God, that there's healing because of you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have access to these things, oh God. So help us to move and live and operate like we have access to you, oh God. Thanking you that we have your power, oh God, your power to heal, your power to deliver, oh God, your power to set free, oh God. Be with us and walk with us in this valley season, oh God, in this season of trouble, oh God. And we praise you even right now for it, oh God, because we know that all things work together. We thank you, Father, that you have a purpose in this, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you're building us up, oh God, how you're making us stronger, Father, how you're strengthening us, oh God, how you're allowing our character to be built up, oh God, how you're allowing our faith to be increased, oh God, how you're allowing our trust to be increased, oh God. So we're thanking you, Father. We're praising you in advance, oh God. We're thanking you, Father, for miracles, oh God. We're thanking you, Father, for signs and wonders, oh God. We're thanking you, Father, for restoration, oh God. We're thanking you, Father, that we have hope, oh God. We thank you that we have salvation, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will help us to continue to look to you for help, oh God. Look to you for strategies, oh God. Look to you for prayer strategies, oh God. Seeking you, Father, for how you want us to move in this season, oh God. Seeking you, Father, for how you even want us to go about this season, how you want to lead us, oh God, how you want to even move in our lives, Father. And I ask, Lord, that you will help us to trust you. Help us to trust you, Father, even when things are uncertain, oh God, even when we don't know how things are going to work out, oh God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Help us to be reminded of what you've brought us through in the past, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you for all that you are allowing us to experience, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will allow our praise in the valley to be just as high as our praises in the mountains and on the hills, oh God. We thank you that we have so much to look forward to, oh God. We thank you for all that you are even preparing us for, oh God. We know that where you have us, oh God, we have to be here in order to make it to the next season, oh God. We have to be here in order to make it through the next season, oh God. So we trust your timing, oh God. We trust your plans, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We trust you, oh God. We trust and lean on you right now, Father. We trust in you with our whole hearts, oh God. We're not leaning and trusting on our understanding and what we can see, oh God, but we're trusting in you, Father, to do what only you can do, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will have your way, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will keep us covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will cancel all attacks and assignments and plots and schemes of the enemy, oh God. We know, Father, that you have a plan for us, oh God, but we also know that the enemy has a plan as well. But we know, Father, that you have good plans for us, oh God, plans for us to prosper, oh God, plans for us to have a hope in the future, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that anything that the enemy has planned over our lives, over our family and friends' lives, even those connected to us, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will abort and abolish those things right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you will uproot them right now, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will rebuke every plan of the enemy, oh God, every plan of every person and every evil spirit that is working with him and against you, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that we have the victory, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we are overcomers, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to lead and guide us on this day, oh God. We thank you that you've even brought us to a new day and a new month, Father. We pray that this month will be filled with hope, that this month will be filled with miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. I pray, Father, that this month will increase our expectations, oh God, our expectations of you, Father, because there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do, oh God. So we stand on your promises on today, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will keep us anchored in your word, that you keep us anchored in your promises, Father, that we are able to stand on them no matter what things may look like, oh God. So we thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We thank you for what you've brought us to. And we thank you, Father, for what you're even getting ready to bring us out of, oh God. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. It is in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.